Did you know that one of the best things that you can do as a business owner is to actually say goodbye to some people, or finally draw a line under whether a client or a candidate is worth pursuing and whether they'll ever eventually work with you? It's a very cathartic process, actually, and that's what the subject of today's podcast is all about.
Welcome to the Recruitment Marketing Podcast with Denise Oyston and Sharon Newey. Marketing can transform the growth of your recruitment business and faster than most people realize. So join in now as we discuss how marketing can generate more clients and increase your talent pool.
Well, I'm recording today's podcast on a very cold winter's day up in the Lake District, and it's time for that end of year clear out, and quite profound for us as well at the moment, because we are changing our CRM system and we are also changing our email system as well. So we're having a really good assessment of, is it time to say goodbye, or should we continue being in contact with this particular person? You know, we've had one or two conversations with them. Are they really a fit and a match for our business? Should we keep going? Should we just put them on an email system so they get some nice regular warm contact with us, and then when they're ready to convert, that would be great. So we've got all this sort of thing going on, and I know that, you know, through talking to the various recruitment business owners that we talk to on a regular basis, that really everyone is in exactly the same position. Now, all things being equal, here's a fact for you. It can take anywhere between 7 and 15, sometimes more, points of contact before a potential prospect converts. And by convert, that would mean become a client, or to engage you and your recruitment organization, or for in the case of a candidate, that they actually start to decide that they are going to move company and that you are the recruitment company for them. So it can take that many points of contact. Now, the good news is, in today's internet-driven world, those points of contact can vary. They don't have to be picking up the phone and speaking to them. They could be any point of contact. That's one of the reasons why we're so keen on encouraging people to use social media. It could be a connection that they've had with you on LinkedIn. They could have responded to one of your tweets. They could have read one of your blog posts. They could have opened one of your emails. Emails are a great way for building relationships with people. So they could have had a whole number of points of contact with you before they actually convert. So that's a really good thing. However, that still brings us back to the point, is, are they still worth pursuing? Now, well, the truth is, maybe, maybe not. It depends on your business and your business model, how it may or may not have changed during the year, what your vision is, what your priorities, and is this person or is this client still a fit and a match for what you want to do? Because at some point, as we all have done, I am sure, we can chase and chase and chase, or it feels like chase and chase and chasing potential clients, when in fact they probably are not right for our business, or we need to really reflect on this and think, well, who is right for our business? So what can you do when it comes to situations like that? Well, I always think it's a great thing at the end of the year to just go through your database, go through your CRM system, and just have a look at all the different people that maybe you have been in communication with. And you know, the type of people that we're talking about, you know, the ones that they never quite pick up the phone, or when they do pick up the phone, they ask if you can call back, or there's a lot of stalling going on. And what's probably happened with these sort of individuals is, A, you may, there may not be the right individual for you. They may not be the right type of client for you. You may not have been able to have that face-to-face conversation with you, with them. It just might not be right at that point in time. Now, something I've experienced is doing the process that I'm going to share with you at this time of year, you know, the end of the year, is a great way to either gain closure or at least set the dial again. So, right, okay, you know, I think they are worthwhile pursuing, but let's just see where they're at. And great thing to do is send a communication, and that communication can be an email. It's less, I would say, threatening for them. Title it, you know, your recruitment needs. We connected earlier in the year. That is going to prick somebody's conscience, and they're going to open that email. And you're giving them a get out clause to just say, you know, obviously we had a connection earlier on in the year. You said that you were quite interested in using us as a recruitment provider, and I just wondered where you're at with things. Is this still the case or not? You know, don't want to hassle you, but just thought I'd, you know, have a conversation, reach out to you, and let me know where you're at with things. And I find that that is a great email to send to people. So you're going to either get closure. Often people say, do you know what? I wasn't ready earlier in the year, but yeah, you know, put me in the diary and give me a call next year in January or whatever. So that way you can set that up. Or it could be that someone says, you know what? You know, no, I'm not interested. That's fine. In honesty, it's rare that happens. What tends to happen is you get no response. And at least that way you know, because you don't really want to be working with a client like that anyway, at least that way you know that, you know what, let's just remove that person out of the database. It's going to be unlikely that they're going to connect with us and that we're going to be able to provide any level of service for them. However, the people that do respond, well, you know, maybe the opportunity has been opened again. And as we mentioned earlier, it's about 7 points of contact. So it's okay. Well, now we've got a line of communication open again. Let's think about what we can do around that. Let's have a plan in place for our communication and content strategy with that individual. So that's a really useful way to spend some of your time when you're considering planning, or get one of your team members to do that, is to actually go through your database and say, well, hang on a minute here. And I know a lot of recruiters will have a conversation about, well, if we haven't placed in that account in the last 6 months, then maybe, you know, that's not the account for us, or we can reactivate it. So you'll all have your individual criteria, but now is a time to really consider and reflect on what you can do about that. And whether you could actually start that as a process, because it's a very cathartic process. Say, do you know what? Let's not bother with these. Let's just, you know, because it's a funny thing, isn't it? I always find that I've got like leads gnawing away in the back of my head sometimes, thinking, well, you know, I've got these sort of, you know, 10, 15 people that have connected with me on LinkedIn. And they said they're really interested, but, you know, I never seem to be able to get hold of them. You know, maybe the time isn't right for them. Let's just send out the, I call it the reactivation email, see if they're ready to move. If they're not, then at least we know, well, that's a no, that's not a fit and a match for us now. Let's move on. Very cathartic process. So that's the tip for today as we move towards very rapidly towards the end of the year. It's about clearing out the clutter. It's about getting yourself organized and all ready to make the most of an amazing 2014. So this is Denise from Superfast Recruitment. And as always, you can access the transcript of this podcast over on superfastrecruitment.co.uk. And as I say, you can download it there. And we'll look forward to talking next time.